Yo, yo.
Yo, can you hear me, bro?
Yeah. You hear me?
What's happening?
We
What's up?
live.
Go Cowboys, go Lakers.
Go Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Did you watch all of the game last night, or you asleep?
Now I watched all of it.
What you think?
I tell you, I still I don't play, but I still think they're gonna beat the Suns.
You said they not?
No, I said they are.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Talking about beating the Suns, yeah. They don't got nobody to guard LeBron, even though LeBron played like shit yesterday. They don't have nobody to guard that nigga all day.
Boy, they ain't induce her coming straight in talking facts.
Wait, let's be honest. He had 22 points. At one point, they was him, AD, and Schroeder was like what, 6 for 20, some shit, 6 for 28. I don't know. You didn't hit no shots, man. I don't know. If Steph had some real help, I know Wiggins did what he had to do. They had like what's that boy name, Oubre. Every time you get rid of Oubre because he ain't doing shit. If you had anybody who had any ounce of game, they would have won that game.
Well,
We'll
what'd you say?
Huh? I was gonna say Luda less than Lakers fan here, so I was gonna what you feeling?
I think we just had to it's not about what's in the tank. What's in the tank is great. We just had to rev the engine up. And that shot that LeBron hit has officially started the engine. So now
Yeah, do you believe that shot was lucky?
It's hard
Anybody else?
to say NBA talent, superstar level talent shots are lucky. I mean, like Dame's shot that he hit was even farther than that. So I don't know. I mean, they practiced that. I mean, I guess you could say there's a bit of luck in it, but I would say the talent overwhelms the luck. Like anybody can hit that shot in a gym by themselves, but in that moment, I think, I mean, if at a scale of a 10, I would say 7 of it is skill, 3 of it is luck. Like,
Yeah,
if I had
when LeBron though, for LeBron, even though LeBron 3-point percentage is up for better than most of his career, LeBron ain't a shooter like that. So if a nigga like when LeBron hits shit like that, it's like it's streaky. It's like it
say
was
to me, it was more luck just off on words itself by him saying, like, he was saying three. Like, first of
man.
all,
Like, man, bro, you're not seeing 3 goals. I didn't like the
That ain't
overset.
even
Like,
hedging
bro,
bets.
I feel like he had that, like, if he had a missed it and they would have lost, like, I think he, like, had that, like, bro, you did not, come on, bro. Like, you don't have to sell it, bro. I mean, I don't know, bro. Did you think it was a flagrant, Lou?
Think it was a I mean, we've seen, I feel like I've seen, I would have to go back, but I feel like I've seen flagrants for less than that. So I don't know. I mean, it was 2 hands to the face, but it don't bother me. We won, so I don't, I mean,
Talking about the foul when LeBron got poked in the eye.
yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, it was 2 hands to the face. We've seen them say, oh, he wasn't going after the ball, flagrant. I mean, we've seen that flagrant one at least. I feel like I've seen that. So I
Do you
mean,
think make it in that situation?
I guess so. I guess they didn't want to
Is
step in and play more than
didn't
what
Draymond
they're doing. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they're gonna have to. I think they're gonna have to decide like how they're gonna use Drummond, bro. Cause
I think he's just gonna be like just like JaVale and Dwight was. Like he'll have series where he's valuable, and he'll have series where he can't play. So
that's not
but I feel like
good. Once they took him out and AD started. AD in the first half playing out on the perimeter, like, bro, like you just sitting there shooting threes. That ain't
a good three-ball shooter. He got to knock some of them down, though.
But I think
Hey,
Frank Vogel
they
made a good adjustment. He made a good adjustment putting Caruso back in because I feel like if they hadn't put Caruso,
y'all would have lost.
Caruso is extremely valuable. Extremely.
Yeah, Caruso more valuable than Kuzma to me because he actually going to do some shit besides score.
I hate Kuzma. I hate him. The Lakers got stuck with Kuzma because nobody wanted him. There is nothing. He's not consistent in doing anything. There's not nothing that I'll say. That I'll say every game. Okay, we know we're gonna get this from Kuzma. We know every game, Caruso gonna play good defense, gonna make hustle plays, gonna make good cuts, good layups. Like I don't know what Kuzma gonna do from game to game. He's streaky and he's a bad streaky. Like he does nothing on a consistent basis. Nothing. Paid him for what? Like it was stupid.
He underachieved on a consistent basis.
That's it. Crazy, that's all he do.
Because if you think about it, all-time trade talks kept coming up. That was like one person they didn't want to include in. Like,
yeah, they traded. Let's be honest. Do you believe half that money should have went to Caruso? Man, Kuzma got?
Well, we just got to figure out a way to keep Caruso.
How much did Kuzma get paid? About 40?
I'm not sure.
Wasn't it 40? I would have gave him 20.
I can't remember.
Gave Kuzma 20. Kuzma don't do enough. Because Kuzma's just a scorer. For his size, he can't rebound, can't defend, don't make nobody around him better. So it's just like, he's just there. Then he do too much light skin shit. Dying his hair every damn week. Always talking.
Yeah, he's just there.
And he's just there. He almost as bad as Dilly. Dilly always talking when they ain't played in 3 years. I can't even let some nigga play in meaningful minutes.
What was I finna say? Tonight is Wizards Pacers. I think I got the Wizards winning, but the Pacers could beat them. But I'll pick the Wizards.
If the Pacers come out play hot like they did against Charlotte, and if Westbrook,
playing hot versus when ready, bro. Like,
don't Charlotte like bro.
Huh?
Don't Charlotte play tomorrow?
Charlotte who?
No, Charlotte out, dog.
No, Charlotte got home.
Oh, because they was the lower seed, right?
Yeah, they was 9-10. So yeah, out of 9-10, you would have to win 2 games to get the 8 seed. Well, but lost, you was out.
So Celtics play the Nets, and then the winner tonight plays the Bucks. Right?
No, the winner tonight. Who the number 76ers? One seed? Yeah, they'll play. Yeah, whoever wins tonight get the 8 seed.
I would rather see the – just because we know them, know what they do. I'd rather see Russ and Bradley in the playoffs versus just a roster of basically for the role players, Pacers.
Yeah. I didn't know that nigga Miles Turner was even starting for them no more.
No, he hurt.
Oh, he hurt?
Yeah,
he's talking on Twitter, talking about, yeah, all the casual fans. Nigga, don't say nothing if you ain't play.
What's the name been hooping this season for him, though? Zabonis?
Oh, yeah, Zabonis was an all-star last year, bro. This ain't nothing new. Like, he can play. He's an all-star.
Yeah, I'd much rather Bradley and them, Russ and them win. They ain't going to beat the 76ers, but I want to see stars in the playoffs. I don't want to see role players.
True.
True that. So I'm pulling for the Wizards to win. Celtics killed them. Well, Jason Tatum killed them the other day. He was clearly.
Kemba had 29 too. Kemba had 29. Had a good Kemba sighting. But yeah, some of the shots that nigga made, which is amazing.
Yeah, Tatum killed them boys. Did them nasty.
Can you imagine if Philly would have drafted him instead of Fultz?
Man, that's so among the recent drafts, that and the Suns not taking Luka. And well, yeah, forget the Kings because I'm glad the Kings didn't take him. But the
Suns, I like the Suns. Yeah, go ahead, my man, bro.
The Suns not taking Luka and the 76ers taking Fultz instead of Tatum. Those two will probably go down in history as the biggest, as two of the biggest. What else in draft history? Because if they take Tatum, like they a dynasty, they become a dynasty.
you wouldn't have to worry about Simmons not shooting at all as much because Tatum can shoot.
Yeah, that would be nasty. And it wouldn't even be he might not become what he became. And like the Celtics haven't did nothing crazy around him. Like if you obviously being not gonna shoot, so you would have had people worrying about Embiid and Simmons and Tatum just picking niggas off. I still think he would have became a great player just like he is now. I don't think there's situation where it's like, he wouldn't have became. I think he would still be.
I do like the dynamic between him and Jaylen Brown when they're on the court together. Them boys can play well together. But I will also say, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that would have been crazy.
Yeah, it would have been crazy. I will also say another pick, De'Aaron Fox going to the Lakers instead of Lonzo.
Because he still would have had to get moved for the AD.
Yeah. But I feel like he would have made more of an impact because he averaged 20 the last 2 years.
He would have made an impact, but
he would have been like, I can trade him, but I don't want it. You know, it would have been a hard trade. It wouldn't be like as easy as give up on Lonzo was. Like, it was easy to give up on Lonzo. Like, you probably could have got rid of Kuzma and Ingram instead of like, you know, you could have had a point guard to go with LeBron that could run fast, athletic, and play defense and all that other shit.
You got the Wizards tonight, Vontae?
I'm with you. I would like to see the Wizards play, but I don't know. I got a sense the Pacers gonna beat them, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Because I feel like Russ gonna come out trying to force, like, and to do it. And then Brad, I don't know. Brad, I mean, he still ain't healthy, so.
Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we got Grizzlies, Warriors. Warriors got to make a quick travel to Memphis from L.A.
I got the Grizz winning, bro.
I was gonna say, I think emotionally, like from I think the Warriors gonna come out slow. I think they're emotionally drained and physically, like you come off that emotional high of trying to win, basically losing off a last second shot to having to travel quickly from LA to Memphis. Like
I missed all the last bit of the game. Yeah, go ahead, my man, bro.
I'm just saying what
happened with the shot. They had 58 seconds after that three. Like, I didn't know what happened.
I got the Grizz winning. After the shot, I know the end came down to they turned the ball over on the inbound. 58 seconds. I don't remember the Lakers having the ball after that. I can't remember. I just know it ended on the inbound. They tried to inbound the stealth and turn the ball over.
We talk about this every year, but what the hell are they gonna do with Draymond?
Hold on, Garrett. Speaking while we was on the phone, they just released like the finalists for like the awards in the NBA.
Who on there?
For MVP, it's finalists is Embiid, Jokic, and Steph.
Yeah, Jokic. Steph don't, nigga, please. Come on now.
We talking about this before. Rookie of the Year is Melo, Anthony Edwards, and Tyrese Halliburton.
Melo, but Anthony Edwards is going to get a lot of votes.
If Anthony Edwards came on the whole year, he would have won.
And then Defensive Player of the Year is Rudy, Ben Simmons, and Draymond.
I think they give it to Ben Simmons.
But still, like the fact that shows you that Steph is the golden boy of the NBA. Is he going to be about, an 8 seed and get MVP by finals?
What about six man?
Let me see. I just saw those all on Bleacher Report.
It's going to be Clarkson. But this look.
Yeah, nobody else really made an impact.
The fact that Steph is a finalist with an 8 seed team and a play-in. And James Harden can get two MVPs.
Clarkson, Ingles, and Derrick Rose.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's going to be Clarkson. Even though Derrick Rose him like neck and neck.
Reinventing his game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be Clarkson.
Just for Derrick Rose. That's crazy for like a team in the Warriors. Like if they lose tomorrow, I mean, yeah, they was in a play-in game, but they'll miss the playoffs. And you got an MVP candidate and a Defensive Player of the Year candidate.
Yeah, you got to have more. Steph is going to the NBA, bro. James Harden was doing the same shit Steph did, but he was never no damn AC. Gotta have more. What they gonna do with Draymond? Because Draymond really ain't earned his money in about 3 years. I'm saying it now. Outside of that, when they went to the finals last time, outside of that playoff series against Portland, he ain't do shit.
I think when Clay come back and then Wiseman like have another year, because I mean you gotta think he really. Did he play? How many games he played at Memphis?
I don't know.
Like two. I feel like
Like Kyrie only played three. Shit, I didn't know who Kyrie was. This nigga only played two or three games. I'm like, who the fuck is Kyrie Irving? Like, I see you see him on the sideline. I ain't never seen him play. I'm like, who the fuck is Kyrie? This nigga got hurt. Like two games.
Yeah, I just think that I don't know. I just think they'll be better, much better next year.
So you gotta see how Clay come back.
Well, they not they. They should never. They shouldn't be mentioned as a contender that much. Playoffs, But I mean, it's not even an if. Clay will not be the same person he was before this. Like his defense is not going to be the same.
Yeah, that's what's going to hurt the most. His defense be the same.
Like it, I mean, it's just impossible to be the same after tearing your ACL and your Achilles. Like you are literally, even though it's 2021. Even though it's 2021, modern medicine, I'm not saying he's not going to be effective. He's just not going to be literally the same Clay he was before the ACL tear and then the Achilles. Like, he's not going to be the same. He can still be effective, but he's not, like, people shouldn't expect, like, even if he can work his way back, it's not going to be next year. It will be the year after that, and he will be a whole
maybe
year
old.
Maybe
2 years from now. Might be 2 years until you're right. You got to think about it. He was never the most athletic person in the first place.
And he would be a whole year
old.
His
game is based. Yeah, he's gonna be 2 years older. If it take 2 years, so you think about it. His game is based on off ball. He don't dribble, so he's gonna be a lot of running, going through screens.
Yeah. So by the time he's even back to that, Draymond gonna be 2 years older and probably basically completely ineffective.
He's basically ineffective now.
Like how often can you keep having a nigga on the court that nobody guards on offense? Like.
Yeah,
you just can't keep looking at that. And I hate I mean, of course, in the NBA, everybody's not gonna be able to shoot. But I hate that dribble handoff offense. Like I hate when bigs just out there just searching, just come get the ball, come get the ball, just handoff. Like I hate that. I hate how that offense look. Like it just look weird.
Draymond shot been dropping for four, like percentage has been dropping off for 4 years. I think 4 or 5 since that first ring. He ain't shot well since. They back off on him. Miss everything.
Who y'all got winning the championship? Well, no, let's go through the series real quick. My fault.
Yeah, we ain't go by series.
One versus what? 76ers versus Wizards. 76ers. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yes, we can. Who would be two? Nets versus. Who we just get through talking about? Who was seven? Oh, Celtics.
Boston. Boston may win one game, if that.
Yeah. Who's the 3-6 matchup?
It's the Bucks and the Heat.
I don't know. The Bucks be acting like bitches in the playoffs.
They do. I just think they get over the hump just because the Heat did them dirty last year. And I think
and the Heat ain't as good this year.
Yeah, they not. If they had Oladipo, that would have helped.
Man, Oladipo need to hang it up, bro.
Because it would have been like, okay, y'all got Drew. Okay, we added Oladipo. So it would have been like, okay, you know, we added. But they added Drew and the Heat not playing as good. So I think the Bucks got that. Who y'all
got? I got the Bucks.
Yeah.
We got Atlanta. This is a four, right? Atlanta. Five.
Yeah. And then Nick. Knicks Hawks probably gonna be might be my favorite series of.
We're going with the Knicks. I don't care. I don't believe Trae Young.
I got
the Knicks.
Who you got?
But the X Factor gonna be Capella for the Hawks.
I got the Knicks, bro.
Yeah. So we all,
I don't believe in Trae Young, so bro.
We all pick the same every series. But yeah, I got the Knicks. I think it's gonna be a good series though. I could see it going 6-7.
But I don't believe in Trae Young, man.
I think the Knicks will just be too tough for them in the end. And that nigga Randle averaged 37 against the Hawks this year.
Yeah, that nigga been balling.
But the thing is, it's not nothing new. He could always ball. It was just he was never in the right situation.
They appear to have nobody who can contain him. So I think that combined with the Knicks defense and being a little more tough, Trae Young will get sought out on defense. There's no one on the court. So I got the Knicks in 6 and 7. Y'all pick the same teams on the East. West 1 and 8 is gonna be what? Jazz versus either Grizzlies or Warriors.
I feel like the Jazz can beat that, but I don't know about Spider being healthy.
I feel like they can beat either team in that situation.
No, I'll say like this. If he's hindered in any kind of way, at minimum the Warriors take them to 6 or 7. And yeah. I think with Donovan, okay, it becomes all right, that's just too much. You know, they gonna hound Steph as much as possible, and it's just gonna be too much, and he's not gonna be able to carry. He can't carry the Warriors in the whole series. He just can't. Like,
yeah, he can't. He's good for moments.
He can't. He's not gonna carry them to a victory, to wins.
He's never carried the Warriors the whole series.
But if Donovan is out or hindered, like, because they said, I mean, he said he's. I seen earlier. I don't know if he said hopeful or if he plans to play game one. But either way, we know he's not 100% with how the wording is. So hindered, then I think the Warriors could take them to 6 or 7, and I think the Grizzlies could compete with them. If they don't have like no Donovan changes everything. The Jazz still a good team, but they don't have nobody
for the offense.
Yeah, like you can't depend on Jordan Clarkson to carry you on offense for a whole series.
I've been saying for 2 years they need an athletic wing that can ball. You need a running mate on offense. Ingles is cool, but I'd rather have Ingles on the bench.
Yeah, they're a good team, but I think without Donovan, I think Warriors take up 6 or 7, and I think the Grizzlies give them a good fight. If Donovan is healthy, then I think they get the Grizz out of here in 5.
If you think about it, the Jazz really built like the Pacers used to be. They just play defense, really one superstar and no help.
So that's a toss up. We don't even know who they're playing yet. 2 and 7, Suns, Lakers. Who y'all got?
I got the Lakers maybe squeezing it out in 6. That's just because no experience and Chris Paul don't ever show up in the playoffs.
I think it's gonna go 6 at least 6. I think the Lakers will pull it out, but I think they're gonna pull it out. I think Chris Paul will keep it exciting. Booker.
Look how he did last year. I think Chris Paul gonna do what he normally do. Average like 12 and 8. Not really do much. Have a bunch of have like 2 bullshit games and play solid the rest.
Who's the 3 and 6? Nuggets.
Nuggets and Blazers.
Blazers. I got the Blazers.
Oh, you with the upset?
Yeah, I got
because is CJ McCollum back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I got the Blazers. I got me the Blazers. Shit, they don't got no shooting.
I got the Nuggets, bro. Like the Blazers, they'll let you down on defense.
I would have the Nuggets if Jamal was playing, but without Jamal, I think
man, you can't doubt Dame, bro, against a game like this when ain't nobody can guard him.
I think. If Jamal was there, I would have the Nuggets. But without Jamal, I got the Blazers in 6 or 7. 6 or 7. So Vontae got the Nuggets.
Yeah, I think I think Jokic, he's gonna be too much for him, and I think Michael Porter Jr. gonna have a couple good games.
Man, that nigga too inconsistent to have a couple good games.
That's why I said only a couple, bro. I don't expect him.
A couple to me is like one. One good game.
If he has
him, one good game.
Yeah, I just don't think they have nobody else to depend on. I just feel like that's why I said without Jamal. Like, Jamal would have put it all together perfectly, especially with them adding Aaron Gordon. I think without Jamal, I think the Blazers with – like, I think Melo could still have a couple good games. Then you got, obviously, Dame and CJ and Nurkic. Like, I think that combination with Jamal out will lead them to 6 or 7 game win. So we got Blazers, Vontae got Nuggets. And then 4 and 5 is Clippers, Mavs.
I got Clippers winning again.
Yeah. I just still feel like the Mavs. I just don't know. I feel like they need something else. I don't know what they need, but they need something else.
They boring. Outside of Luka, they're a boring ass team.
Can't depend on
a boring ass team.
Can't depend on Porzingis to come through. He needs to be your. He needs to be your third. He needs to be your third. Can't depend on him too. If he's your third, all right, you in business. He missed some games, whatever. He can't be. He cannot be your number two. Cannot. It was somebody that I was thinking about. Would be the perfect number three, and not a two. Dang, who was that?
You remember what team you on?
No, I was just thinking the other day. I was like, yeah, he would be perfect as a three and not a two.
This one is received, so.
I think it was Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Bradley. He's been healthier the last 2 years, but he's better as a three.
I think because I just think like if you replace Bradley Beal with Kyrie, like the Nets still cooking. You replace you put Beal instead of Schroeder or Drummond. I mean, the Lakers probably are even better. Like, but if he's your two, I don't think you are a serious contender unless he was with one of the superstars.
But just like with Kyrie, you can't put Kyrie as a number one because his leadership is trash. And he's too emotional.
Yeah, yeah. In a perfect scenario, Bill as a three is perfect. Like if he was playing with Kevin Durant, then maybe depending on what else the team had around him, okay, that's a contender because it's Kevin Durant. But if he was with James, I wouldn't say. I guess they would be a contender.
They don't work. Contender.
I guess they would, depending on what's
they in the East. There. So it's easier.
I'm saying if it was just him and James.
Oh, him and James. Like they have a good team built. Like you said, they have a good team built.
Yeah, I think he'll be. He's perfect as a three.
Yeah,
he can cook, and if you got your second or third best defender on him, it's over with.
To be honest, as good as Bradley Beal has been, he finally been in healthy enough to really carry a team.
But yeah, Clippers, Mavs. I want the Mavs to win, but I'll pick the Clippers to beat them because, like I said, you can't depend on Porzingis. But Luka gonna cook them. All them defenders they got, defenders with quotations. And can't none of them guard him.
Sometimes it's just a bad matchup, bro.
Yeah, he gonna cook them, but yeah, I think the Clippers win in six.
So even Darrell Reeves had niggas he couldn't in his prime he couldn't handle. So I knew it was over for him when DeAndre Hopkins cooked his ass.
Nah, it was over for him when Goodwin left him in the dust.
Oh,
burned his ass. Burned that nigga. I mean, of course, Goodwin fast as hell, but still, it was like, yeah, that's
your technique. That mean your technique failing. You know what I'm saying? Technique failing.
I'll never forget. That. I think it was Monday Night Football. Nigga, Marquise Goodwin was on when he was on the Bills.
It was what team Reeves was on?
He was still on the Jets. Might have been
first stint or second stint.
It might have been the second stint.
Yeah, the second stint. Yeah, that second stint.
So we all pick Clippers on that one.
Yeah.
So that's it for the playoffs. Vontae, you said you had the Nets winning it all.
Let me
it's
see.
It's gonna be hard for them to win because they don't got no chemistry. They ain't played all year.
I don't know. I feel like they gotta be like KD said. They can't let. Cause I mean, I think Milwaukee. I said I think this might be the year Milwaukee.
That man, bro. I was thinking. I don't know if I'm gonna pick them, but this is the Bucks' best opportunity. Like the Nets still trying to find chemistry. The Lakers trying to get back healthy. The Clippers are the Clippers. Like Jamal Murray out for the Nuggets. Like I just feel like. This is the, like we've seen them beat the Nets recently. I mean, that was without James, but I mean, they made a statement in those two games, beat them two times in a row. Like, I mean, because if the as the Bucks, like, when does it become like this is not gonna work? Like, coach gonna get fired this year if they don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They already said the coach getting fired, Budenholzer, he's getting fired. So you got to find a whole new coach.
You just pay. Okay. So you money. Probably gonna have Giannis. You probably gonna put Giannis on KD.
That's it. You gonna put Drew on Kyrie
or? I'm just glad that Giannis has to guard KD. Like it's not none of that hiding. Let's do that. Unless y'all put PJ Tucker on him, and that's stupid.
Oh,
like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. No. You'll put Drew on James, and you can put Middleton on Kyrie.
Yeah, or vice versa. Either way, but yeah, niggas gotta guard niggas. Like I hate that. Yeah, we got a defensive specialist to guard him, and then the other superstar can just no nigga. Y'all niggas gotta guard each other.
Now, Luke ain't defending Luke? Like that no more.
What?
I mean, don't they do that with LeBron?
LeBron ain't played defense in 6 years. LeBron ain't played great defense in 6 years. He'll have his moments, but that nigga be bullshit now.
But I'm just talking about in the Nets Bucks series. Yeah. Like they got no choice but to guard up because it's. But again, I could see them put starting PJ on KD. And letting I don't who the hell I guess y'all
what the hell Blake Griffin doing?
I would have to see I don't but no, I think like I said, like it's gonna be Drew on Kyrie, Middleton on James.
I guess Drew on James.
Maybe
I feel like you'll wanna I think you'll try to – because who the four for the Nets? Who played the four?
Blake and Jeff Green.
I mean, do PJ – do he start?
I don't know.
I think so. I want to say yes, bro. I want to say yes. Because I think they go like Drew, Middleton, Giannis, PJ, and Lopez.
Because I feel like they'll try to start him out maybe on – I mean, even though I feel like James, but maybe start him out on James to keep like – to try to keep Middleton and – Drew out of foul trouble. Like you're rather PJ picking up them fouls than them two.
You put PJ on James.
Well, that's gonna be easy work though.
I think they're trying.
James gonna cook him. James gonna cook that man.
that's why you have conditioning, bro. This is why you have conditioning, bro.
He can't guard KD, but he could try to be physical with KD, rough him up. He's strong. Okay, whatever. James just he can't guard.
You don't think
James is crafty.
You know how they people be
saying. Nah, nigga, no.
What you say?
I don't care about none of that, nigga. You ain't athletic enough. You ain't got quick enough feet.
What you say, bro? What you say, my say?
Like that familiar, like he know what James gonna do. He done been like a teammate.
Nigga, you sound shut up, man. Shut up.
I mean, he did play with him for 3 years.
But that don't mean he still can guard them. So everybody know everybody moves. They still can't stop them hoes. You already know he about to go right. He gonna pull up.
That's gonna be an interesting series, though. That's one of my favorite series that I'm looking forward to. I hope it. I mean, would it happen in the second round?
Yeah.
No, no.
It'll be what two and three play each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if they yeah. One,
so yeah, that's. I want to see how they start out the game. They game one. Are they gonna start out with PJ on KD? KD not gonna guard Giannis. I don't know who.
Yeah, KD.
KD guard Middleton.
Yeah. Middleton KD guard 15.
All the reason I say especially give the Bucks a chance against them, because the Bucks most effective and Giannis most effective in a fast break. And people are like, oh, we can get to the playoffs, it's a half court game. But the Nets, shit, they shoot the ball, so that's long rebounds, like getting out. Like that's the only reason. I mean, that's why I feel like
they don't have nobody to guard Giannis.
And they don't play defense still.
Like you said, bro. I feel like if they start in Jeff Green, they're gonna try to put Jeff Green on him.
Well, I've seen a couple plays when they played them. I didn't just sit and watch the games. I can't remember why, but I remember seeing Blake Giannis doing Blake dirty. He tried to guard him. It was just like, yeah, get this nigga out of here.
Blake wasn't a defender when he was healthy and young, so he sure ain't one now when he old and busted and broke down.
Yeah, I think I seen them try to do that. So they don't have nobody who want to. Like KD could try, but he's not physical or big enough. Like to consistently guard Giannis.
Too late in the ass.
Those matchups gonna be, that's probably the most interesting matchup in the because of the matchups in the whole entire playoffs. Like I can't think of a series that would be more interesting than that one because of the matchups.
So look at this, Lou. So I mean Philly, if they win, they'll either play the Knicks or the Hawks. So you got Philly going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Easy work.
It'll be versus the Knicks. And Noel can't guard Embiid. Ben Simmons can affect all they point guards, all they little guards. Ben going to have to guard up and guard Randle. So never mind about the point guards. I guess they could put Tobias on them because they're not gonna put Tobias on none of the guards. Or I guess they could put him on like Bullock.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of interesting. But I think Ben got to guard up and guard Randle. Like it's the playoffs. Guard somebody. Best player on best players.
I still feel like the Sixers are capped until Simmons start attempting jump shot. Like, just because they in the East, they have more of a shot. Because it's trash. Let's just keep it funky. The East is terrible every fucking year.
It's crazy. That nigga, he's a good passer, and that nigga, hell, I mean, he candidate for Defensive Player of the Year, so I feel like if he didn't have that form, at least he got something going for him.
Yeah, he got something going for him, but he can't shoot free throws. Free throw percentage is terrible, and he wanted to the jump shot.
That's why, man.
Fuck up the offense.
I really wish they had drafted Tatum, because that would make everything even more interesting with all these super teams and people coming together. Like
the fact that Boston got two wings is 23-24 or 22-23, and Brown and Tatum, shit, you set on the wing. Like right now, like you just gotta get everything else in play.
Anything else NBA related that we
the Hall of Fame was dope. That was a great class. It was star power. It was heavy up front.
Yeah,
we also got Coach Mulkey with the hit with her rings. If you're in college, you got Tamika Catches. People forgetting about her great career. Great Hall of Fame class, fam.
Yeah, that's easily one of the best classes ever.
Yes. Kobe, that's 10 rings between two niggas before you even talk about Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan and Kobe. That's 10 rings. And Kobe was always jealous of the stability of Tim Duncan. And he always said that shit, and who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want stability and shit?
Well, what y'all want to hit on next?
Well, I want to talk about the draft. We ain't really get a chance to recap that real quick.
Vontae.
Yeah, I'm here.
What you think about the Steelers grabbing Najee?
I tell you, it's still crazy to me, bro, because that's who everybody had them taking.
And it never happened like that for us.
And that's who they wanted, and they're like really just fell in their lap.
I heard Miami wanted to trade back up after they got old boy Vera Tucker at 18. I read that they were trying to trade up in front of 24 after that. I'm like, Nick, you should just drafted them at 18.
Well, Miami didn't get Vera Tucker.
No, that was Jets. Miami got a nigga Phillips, Jalen Phillips, at 24 or whatever. He was 18. He got him at 18.
Yeah, that's the one team. But that's like when I was looking at it, I was like, that's the one team. If they don't take him, then the Steelers going to get him.
Yeah, it was out of the Jets in Miami. That's what they kept saying.
Yeah, that's
what I was like, they better not take him. They would have took somebody else over my team.
Najee can't save the offensive line. Have you heard that, Vontae?
That's what I ain't gonna lie. That was my next point. I've been hearing a lot of people saying that.
I've heard that too. But you know, they've been writing us off for 3 years. It's like all the line is the line that I was watching.
But y'all line been bad the last 3 years.
I watch every Steelers game. Some of that is the most 50% of that is the line. The other 50%, the niggas don't have no vision, bro. I see holes. The niggas go opposite way. Not Trent Richardson bad, but it was bad. Sometimes you just gotta have vision, bro.
So you think your offensive line is good?
Well, it got potential. It's got potential. We gotta see what the unknowns do. Zach Banner coming back from a tear. He gonna be a left or right. I think Chucks did decent playing right tackle. We got another young, athletic, physical, strong rookie coming in and trying to compete at center. DeCastro will be fully healthy. He was hurt on and off all year. And Dotson will have, like, the highest grade in pass protection for in the league as a rookie. You can give him no sacks in pass protection.
I think y'all got to start, like, taking more deep shots because I mean when you're taking them short quick throws, you got
it was the coordinator, bro. That's why you think Juju had them sorry ass numbers like a tight end. That quick shit. Let the nigga throw the ball deep. When we start throwing that bitch deep, we had more success. Even the last game of the season. And Rudolph, watch that bitch down the field.
Ben plays a part in that though. Like if yeah, Ben is washed and done.
He hurt his knee week 5, and I always forgot about that. That probably fucked him up too. He hurt that knee week 5 or week 6. That probably fucked him up.
Yeah.
You can you search something on your phone real quick?
Yeah.
Why this shit ain't working, bro?
What PFF had to
Be fucking PFF. They got our line bad. They ran us off all year. It was like the Bengals don't have no games in there. So the Bengals don't got no line.
I like the Bengals.
What do y'all believe about the Bengals not going after the top left tackle in the league, top tackle in the draft?
I don't think they
need protection.
I don't think you have to have the best. I mean, Vontae know this. I always say I don't think you got to have the best O-line in the world to win. Like,
you're right. But that's a drop-off.
You got to have competent line, but I don't think you need to like I'll be telling him, like, if you can tell me I have either the best right guard in the league or the best tight end in the league, give me the best tight end in the league. I just need niggas who's not retarded and can block for 3 to 5 seconds. Like, you ain't got to be.
They don't have nobody that can block for 3 to 5 seconds. That's the fucked up part about it.
I think they'll be all right. I don't think one rookie saves your whole entire line. I think
you guys have developed together.
I think they said they got a new offensive line coach and something else. I mean, just be competent. You got everything else. You got skilled players everywhere. You got the quarterback. Like, figure out a way to make your line to be competent. Figure out a way to coach your line to be competent. You could have 15, 16, 17, 18 ranked O-line in the league and be just fine.
Yeah. And quick throws. You got to be smart and hold the ball too long. Cause I remember Steelers fan, we had some bad lines, bro. We didn't always have a good-ass line. We won Super Bowl at bullshit lines. So I'm used to having – the majority of my time as a Steelers fan, we didn't have – average to bad to average lines most of my time.
Because again, that's why I'd rather have the best wide receiver or the best versus the best O-line. Because again, you just need these big fat men, big strong fat nigga, to block a nigga in front of him for 3 to 5 seconds. Like, of course, the best lineman in the world, for whatever reason, they the best because, I don't know, instinctually, combined with their athleticism and strength and IQ, they know how to block niggas and they know how. But again, in a general sense, what is your O-line need to do? Block a nigga in front of him. Like, it's not like nothing crazy, nothing, you know what I'm saying? It ain't the hardest thing in the world. It's just literally want to. It's like playing defense in the it's not nothing super crazy. That's why again, I don't think you need the best in the world because again, figure out the way to teach this technique to get this big nigga to block this big nigga.
I'm gonna say one name. Everybody can't block. Chaz Green. Was that the nigga who got everybody killed that one game?
No, that's what I'm saying. You just need competence. Belong in the NFL. I'm not saying you can have that and be okay. He literally was out the NFL after that. Like
that nigga gave somebody a whole sack total to get 10 because he got 5 in one game. Like, it's easy. That's the year.
He was incompetent. You can't have that and win. I'm just saying you just need an average nigga. You don't need Tyron Smith. You don't need Travis Frederick, Zach Martin. You don't have to have them to win a Super Bowl.
I feel like you can have a great line, but the thing is, the key to having a great line, don't overpay for the line. Because look at the Cowboys. They wasted all that money on the line. We couldn't get shit else right. Then before you know it, Tyron hurt, and they didn't want to cut him. You know, they could save, $20 million?
Yeah, I still think you need an above average because I feel like
– Yes, I'm all about above average line.
I think that's a perfect example because I feel like even with the Seahawks, like, as great as Russell is, I feel like they downfall every year even though
When they won the Super Bowl, their offensive line wasn't good. I could probably go back.
They had a good defense.
Right. I'm just saying you don't have to have even above average. How good was the Panthers line the year they won? I think it was good, but it wasn't like just crazy. Year when the Broncos beat the Panthers, how good was their offensive line? I don't know.
It wasn't the greatest in the world.
The Bucs line this year, they had that superstar, the rookie. He turned out to be a superstar. I think they probably had above average. But I could go through all the Super Bowl winners. When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, how good was that? Their offensive line was worse than the 49ers. I would say the 49ers.
They had a good line because they had one of the top right tackles in Schwartz.
Because the 49ers
ran line,
the
ball. Even like you said, though, with the Chiefs, look at this season. I mean, you got arguably quarterback in the league. You got Cheetah. But that offensive, like, look how they went out and retooled. Like, niggas retooled and free agency plus the
draft. Yeah. They had to because they Super Bowl showed them. They had injuries. Because
everybody got hurt around the same time.
Yeah, they had injuries. But I guess the Super Bowl showed them, like, I mean, they got everything else, though. I mean, they can work on their defense, of course, but I'm saying
they corners were terrible. Their corners was grabby.
They was able to put together literally everything else. They need another wide receiver, too, but that's a –
McCole Hardman is a disappointment because they will use a second rounder on him, and the only thing he gets
is luxury. But the Chiefs are so good with their money and their cap and how they build a roster. Like, they was able to attack their offensive line and go crazy with it. Not everybody is going to be able to do that.
Like Lou said, the cap ain't real, bro. Because when niggas get these phantom deals with all this money.
Like, who else? Like, how good is the Bills' offensive line? I don't know. I don't be hearing nothing about this. They move the line like crazy. They just got a superstar quarterback and a superstar wide receiver, and they just make it work. They just it work.
But then you can kind of put that on the running backs too, but – I mean, I feel like that hurt them because that showed they weren't dimensional.
They can't run the ball, bro. They put their trust in Singletary, but they didn't give him no competition to make him sweat either.
They running back is just not good. They just boo-boo.
Can I get y'all biggest reaches? What was the biggest reach to you guys? It don't matter what round, just what was the biggest reach or head-scratching pick to you?
I would say I don't believe in Sam Darnold, so I would say the Panthers should have taken Justin Fields.
Exactly.
I believe so. But being that they just traded for Sam, you do that, like, I guess you just – I mean, taking Justin might have felt weird because it's like, okay, we just traded for Sam. Let's just go ahead and go with him and build around him and give him all the tools to see if he can.
Because they picked up his option, right? Sam Darnold, they picked up his fifth year, right, for next year?
Yeah, they did.
I think they picked it up. And that's my thing, because people was like, oh, well, if you draft – because I feel like if you draft Justin Fields and Sam Darnold come out playing decent, like, you feel like, damn, we should have used it on something else. And then I feel like – because people was like, well, you can just trade Justin Fields. But it's like you're not going to get that value for him, especially when teams don't know what – Justin Fields would be like.
I probably wouldn't have traded for Sam in the first place, though. I guess I can say it like
that. I would have just made my moves with the guys that was there. Because you drafted high enough.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the very next pick. Some people saying they might got a real chance at Aaron Rodgers, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is about to be 40.
Denver should have took court. Like, niggas like, oh, Denver gonna have one of the top five defenses in the league now, bro.
No, you don't. It takes a while for a corner to be good as a rookie.
I can't argue that. I could see that. I could see them. They should have taken a quarterback. I'm not mad at that. I can agree with that.
Well, I got one thing that I don't know if y'all knew about this, but I read maybe 2 weeks ago that Minnesota wanted Fields, but they didn't do enough to jump up.
Yeah, I heard about that too. If I was them, I would have figured out a way to get up there and trade for him. I would have gave my next 2, 3, whatever picks, and I would have moved up. I would have gave them a
They don't regret that.
But what pick was they gonna move up to, though?
They was only two spots behind couple spots behind the Bears.
I think they was gonna try to get up with the Broncos or maybe after that.
The Broncos, I tell you, they was glued in on Patrick Surtain, bro. So I don't think they would have traded with him.
It depends on the offer they would have got. If I call you with 3 first, Surtain or not, like, you going to turn down 3 first?
I'm not going to turn down 3 first, dog. I'm not.
Like,
because you got to get a team. You're going to be trash anyway.
And the Bears said, we finna do this. Like, it's aggression versus being lackadaisical. Like, Bears went up and got them, and y'all didn't. And you better hope he don't turn out.
I think the Bears was probably more worried about, because what they moved up, they got him at what? Was it 12?
12, yeah.
So I think they were more worried about him going to the Patriots. So unless they maybe had knowledge that Minnesota was interested in a quarterback, because I didn't hear that till after the draft. Like, I didn't heard nobody talk about Minnesota and a quarterback. So
yeah. But yeah, I think Justin Fields is gonna be nice. So I'm saying they should have figured out a team they could have moved up with and did it. But now a team in your division did it, and
let's be honest though, the Nagy and them just trying to say their job. They got 2 years extra because of that. I don't believe in Nagy, Jim Nagy, whatever his name is. His office been smoking mirrors and bullshit.
Yeah, So I'll say, if you look at it in 2 years, who's gonna be the best quarterback in that division? I think Aaron, maybe 2-3 years he got if he played it. I mean,
we'll have the best quarterback in the division. Unless next year somebody have a crazy college season and the Vikings some kind of way get them. The Spencer Rattler niggas, whoever come out of nowhere and become great. Other than that, I think Justin Fields is gonna be the best quarterback there in the next 2 years.
Yeah, I think the Lions would be a tougher team, but I don't see them doing anything.
Giving them applause because they building from the inside out, taking the Lions.
Who? Oh, I don't know what the fuck the Lions are doing.
I think they took another lineman. They're like, yeah, they're building inside out. Man, if you ain't got stars and niggas to go ball, that don't matter.
I feel like this is running with quarterback.
Another reach was all the way within the third round, like the Texans getting that nigga from the Stanford.
Mills.
I know y'all. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I didn't know what the fuck they were doing. I don't know what the hell they trying to do. But then they still like one of the
they signed a quarterback yesterday, bro. Driscoll.
They
Driscoll.
Signed Driscoll. They don't know what they're doing.
They got Seals, they got Tyrod, and then I mean you still don't know what the son like.
Come on, Steelers, it's time to sell by cheap. Time to buy cheap. I know our female fans gonna be mad.
Y'all should have. I think y'all should have moved on from Ben, bro.
Yeah, I was like, I hope he don't play after this year because we're gonna have a lot of money to resign our guys, and only his money fucking up our shit.
Y'all better put that nigga and roll him out of there. He better like this is it, bro. He better come in thinking this is my last opportunity. Cause hell no.
But I guess I told you my thing. My thing is, you don't have no viable backup, like no viable backup in house.
I'm saying,
and then like you play well enough to where you don't be picking, like you pick late. I mean, your defense well enough to where you pick late rounds. So it's like, dang,
you can move up. We done seen teams move up from deeper in the draft, 18, 19, 20. So. That ain't nothing. If
you they think just they want to give Ben that one last run?
Yep, and it's gonna cost them. I think. I just don't think he got it no more. Just like Drew, just like Phillip realized, yeah, this is like it's over. And he probably took care of his body the worst. We know he took care of his body worse than Drew Brees did.
Yeah, I got the Steelers. I got the Steelers finishing a strong third, maybe fourth in the division, bro.
Man, you smoking crack. Y'all niggas, when Ben got hurt,
man, bro,
8-8 because of our defense. Y'all had y'all whole quarterback. Y'all was 8-8. I have no hope for him.
The Browns have the best roster in the division
on paper, and that don't mean shit because you put on defense. They still had a middle of the pack defense. They had a middle of the pack defense. They were Swiss cheese in the passing game.
So you don't think they improved the defense, Gary?
On paper, exactly. But can you put it on the field? When you play on the field, they had the same.
It's killing gear that the Bills. I mean, the Browns.
They beat us twice. We damn near came back.
But did you win or lose?
I lost. Was you in the playoffs?
You're right. Bro, we didn't have our top two tackles or our quarterback.
Nigga, I don't care. We didn't have our quarterback. We went 8-8. Y'all had your quarterback. Y'all went 8-8. Shut up. Don't bring that up. Like no quarterback shit. No, it's called great coaching. You know what a great coach look like, you can carry it.
This year, on paper, y'all have the third best roster. Arguably the third best roster.
That's why we play. Line it up, nigga. Stop all the talking. Line the niggas up.
They beat y'all.
And we almost beat them with our backup when we was resting niggas. We lost 2 points, 3 points?
Then the next following week, they beat y'all with everybody, bro.
Hey, it is what it is. They got lucky. Eat a dick.
I got lucky. I like them getting who they got. They got JOK from Notre Dame.
I feel like they don't. They better know how to use them.
Then they got my boy out of John. I wanted him for the Cowboys. John Johnson from the Rams?
Who you talking about?
Wasn't he that good? Because niggas just started talking about him like the year he came out. Like his free agency.
Yes, he's good.
I like him. Yeah, I wanted him. Like, I'm surprised they got him for so cheap.
It is 17, so you know you can easily see three teams from one division go, but that division is rough. Like, you're gonna have
always been tough.
Nah, the Browns been garbage. The Browns and the Bengals, bro. Don't do that.
No, when the Bengals had When the Bengals had they run, they won the division twice.
And you still beating them in the playoffs.
Yeah, they still beat the playoff. But I'm just saying, don't act like we didn't have three teams for at least 5 years. We had three teams going.
Well, I mean,
when the Bengals, but we had three teams.
I feel like it was like switcheroo. Like the Bengals, when the Bengals was good, the Ravens was eh. When the Ravens was good, the Bengals was eh. But now it's like three solidified. Like, nigga, you're going to have to ball every single week. Even the Bengals got. Like, it's not even like the Bengals, like, they trash. They're going to go 1-15. They ain't got no offensive talent. No, they got hella offensive talent.
They got enough offensive talent to make it a game. They
I'm saying, like,
game. When you, they may win, may lose, but they got it.
No longer do you go into it's against the Bengals, like, oh, this finna be like, we know them games. Every time we
even when they had talent, it was fucked up with the Bengals. Even when they was like the top of that game, we was still like, we can beat the Bengals.
I'm talking about the years when it was like, this is the game. Like, you look on the schedule, you see the Bengals.
The last two seasons before Burrow came, when it was just a bad, bad, like that.
Like, we win this game 42-7. Like, it ain't even a doubt.
I miss when the Bengals were good. When the Bengals were good, like, I'd be worried. I'm like, let's see who's going to get hurt today in this game. Like, can we get out clean?
No longer is it, you know, we just gonna kill them.
I still feel like Eric, the Barry, the general manager for the Browns, don't want Baker, bro. If you listen to what he's been saying since he's been there, that nigga playing it cool, he ain't saying nothing to get that nigga no hope. But me and Vontae talked about this earlier.
But you could look at it like on the flip side, like Baker is gonna be extremely motivated to play the best he playing for a contract, and we know how niggas do in contract years.
Yeah, but I feel like I never feel like I have a franchise quarterback when they say we're a running team. We got to keep the ball out of his hands to win. I mean, if the running game working, Gary.
Like,
I mean, that's
I'm
how
I know. But are you gonna pay a nigga? Are you gonna pay a nigga $100 million to hand the ball off?
Unfortunately, I mean,
that's just
the problem. No, I'm talking about when the majority of snaps is gonna be running snaps. Am I gonna pay a nigga $100 million?
If he plays competent, yes, they will. If he plays competent, I mean, that's just how the NFL is. We know that. Unfortunately, I don't like it. I don't like it, but it's just how the NFL is. If he plays competent, if he plays like he did down the stretch last year.
Yeah.
Have you did a win-loss for y'all schedule? Because I'm looking
at I don't really do that much. I just want to watch the game. But
starting off with the Bills.
You know how I feel about the Bills.
I'm not scared of no teams, bro.
Only team that scared me is the Chiefs.
Okay, the Raiders. Like, y'all probably beat the Raiders. I mean,
okay. Y'all got the. I'll be playing this for later in the year, but okay, let's go. That's two games. That's their first two games.
Yeah. Then they got the Bengals at home. I think they're gonna split with the Bengals. I think they'll split with the Bengals.
Okay, so they win. So they win. Let's say they win.
Then after that, they got to go to Green Bay.
I don't know. Green Bay be acting weird. They'll lose, man.
Just for the sake of looking at a schedule and say we going to Lambeau, I'm going to say 2-2. That's tough. So I'll say 2-2. Where they go after that?
You said what?
Where they go after that?
After where?
After the Packers.
Oh, I said they got two home games versus the Broncos and then the Seahawks.
Beat the Broncos.
The Seahawks game was great last time. We just didn't score when we played them 2 years ago. We didn't have no quarterback.
I'm gonna go 3-3 just to keep it level headed. I'm gonna go 3-3. What's next?
After that, they go to Halloween night.
Oh, go Cleveland Halloween night. The mask gonna be out. Browns fans going crazy. They gonna have them little dog mask on. That's an L. 3-4. Yeah, 3-4. That's tough. 3-4. What's after that?
Then they got the they go home. I think was that Sunday night or Monday night. They got the Bears.
Oh, that's 4-4. That's a W. 4-4.
You think so?
Yeah, Bears defense tough, but you either gonna be playing a young rookie or you're gonna be playing Andy Dalton. You better win that game. I'll get him a W. Red Rifle don't like them though. He might come out fire. Red BB gun.
You got him winning against the Lions the next game?
Yeah, bro, they go with that.
Then they go to the store.
Garrett, where they go after that?
After the Lions, they go to Chargers with Fields.
Ooh, that's.
I gotta see how the Chargers start. Like, how to?
I'll give them a W. I'll give them 6-4. The Chargers might be cold on offense. Defense might be lacking. Okay, 6-4.
Then they go to the Bengals.
Man, you said you think they're gonna split. I would give them a W.
They are, bro. Just for the sake, we don't know what the Bengals like.
Right.
Because I still think the Bengals gonna finish fourth in the division. So
okay, so 7-4.
Then they got their first game with the Ravens, but it's in Pittsburgh. But
they're gonna catch them lacking. Because if they go Bengals, Chargers, and going crazy like that, they're going to catch them lacking. So 7-5.
Then they got the Vikings. They got to go to – I guess it's a 7:20, so that's a Sunday night game?
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Kirk don't win them games, 8-5.
Okay. Then they got – ooh, this is a tough-ass stretch. They got they got the Titans.
They win that 9-5.
You think so?
Yeah, I think the Titans' defense is gonna be horrible, and if they don't get another receiver, that's gonna be bad too. They lost Jonnu, they lost Corey. I'm gonna give it to the Steelers.
All the reason I said that because I mean we're gonna see what the Steelers. I mean that's a lot. Like we're gonna see what they run defense because you got the Ravens, Vikings who like to run the ball, and Titans all 3 weeks back to back to back.
Yeah, I'm being nice. What I say, 9-5, a little nice. Three games left. What they got?
Then you got the Chiefs.
Oh, 9-6.
You got the Browns again in Pittsburgh, 7:15. So that's Monday night.
Do they lose to the Browns twice? They lose 9-7. What's the last one? What's the last game?
You gotta go to Baltimore.
Oh! Is it 9-8?
Bro, I'm telling you, I don't really see no cup. Like, I mean, it's the NFL, obviously, but I mean, maybe the Bengals, Lions, but.
Is it 9-8, 10-7 season? That's what I'm going with. 9-8 or 10-7 for the Steelers.
And do they get you in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't know. That could get you third in the division. So
depending on how
Dolphins, all them teams do, it might put you out.
It might, bro. I mean, because, like I said, though, it depends on what the Chargers, how they look. Because, I mean, of course, I feel like if the Chargers play, if they defense can show up, like they're going to have two teams come from that division. I feel like.
Two teams from what division?
So I see two teams from the AFC West. I see the, potentially the Chargers. I don't think the Raiders going. I don't think the Raiders going to come out. So potentially the Chargers, and we know the Chiefs. We know the Chiefs. So that's two AFC South. I mean, do you got the Colts and Titans both coming out, or you feel like the Titans going to take a step back because of that defense?
Yeah, I think the Titans gonna have a bad year, bro. I've been thinking that last couple of days. I think the Titans gonna have a bad year.
All right, so Colts. So that's three teams in the playoffs. We're just gonna say Chargers. I don't know. AFC, what? AFC East. You say you got the Dolphins and Bills.
That's tough. That's what I'm saying. I think the Dolphins and the Steelers and the Dolphins, Steelers, who else? Titans maybe, but I don't think so. But they're going to be in those batch of teams fighting for that last spot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like if I had to look, I mean, just off reputation, I'll say the Steelers, but I mean, just based off how the Dolphins played last year, I mean, they played tough. I mean, they did have a lot of close games. I mean, it depends. It comes down on Tua, too.
Because if you got Ravens, Browns, Chiefs, Bills. Chargers. Well, I was going by division winners first. Colts. That's five. Because I'm putting Ravens in. So I'm putting Ravens, Browns, Chiefs, Bills, Colts. You got two spots left for either the Chargers and somebody else or
Dolphins.
The Dolphins and somebody else.
And you say you're not putting the Titans. Did you include the Titans in it or no?
No, I'm not including them. I think they're going to have a bad year. So I think the Steelers are going to be right there. Like I said, they're 17 fighting. So I guess you can look at it like Chargers, Dolphins, Steelers fighting for two spots.
I still see the Titans. I just don't want to count. I mean, basically part on a division. And then also trying to see who the AFC South, who they play this year.
The AFC South. The Colts and them, I'm not sure who they play.
Do you think anything changed if they get Julio?
Kinda. Cause it's like, I mean, of course it helps. I just think their defense is horrible, bro. I just think it's gonna be they downfall. It definitely helps a lot, but
I think they're gonna beat the Texans. I mean, I think they'll beat the Texans, like especially with Deshaun.
Yeah.
I think this finally gonna be Urban everywhere he done went, he done won, bro, but
No, he's not having a good year this year.
I get it, bro. Like, you trying to be, but we done saw that, like, trying to come to the NFL and be innovative. But, like, bro, ETN was killing it in college, bro. I mean, I understand. Like, and even to the point, I guess you saying, like he said, at worst, we'll have a running back who can halfway, like, catch the ball. But,
yeah, that's stupid.
Who knows? Like, I mean, to be honest with you, like, people, like, oh, like, get an undrafted guy, which I get that, but bro, look at Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, I think because they already have. I mean, unless he's gonna be the slot, LaVisca on the outside, I guess you could do it like that. But LaVisca is kind of like what they saying about ETN. Like, he played running back a little bit for them last year. He had some running back snaps, like play slot, like. But I guess you could run him on the outside and have ETN in the slot, but.
I'd just rather have his team back in the backfield, bro.
Yes, it's all weird. It's all weird.
And especially, like, I think especially, like, if you got a running back, like, because, I mean, they was like, oh, that Percy Harvin roll that floor. Like, bro, you're not just finna run motions. Like, I mean, it's just in the NFL, like, it just seems like it's too quick. The field, like, I mean, even though the field's same, so I just feel like the field's smaller. Like, niggas bigger and faster, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, boy. Gonna have a make a difference, Tebow?
Nah, he's not making it. He's not making a difference. Make a difference. He got to make the roster.
Bro,
he's not playing special teams. I mean, unless he just really want to be in the NFL, then okay, he better want to play special teams, but.
Bro, a 34-year-old, come on, bro.
After not being in the league for, what, 9 years? Like,
and then it gets me, too, like, you think, like, people, oh, like, bro, you never play tight end. So even, like, the other tight ends on the roster, bro, like, first of all, I mean, I'm pretty sure they feel offended. Like, dang, like, you don't bother a nigga to compete with us who ain't, like, we've been working at this, you know, at least since college or high school, college, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like it's so much, like, and I wasn't even mad at, but to me, it's like, bro, like, when they wanted you to switch this, you died on your sword. Like, I'd rather not be in the league than switch position. Now it's just like, oh, I want to try this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then I get it. Like, I was listening to some, and I think it was, like, LaVar Arrington and them, and they was like, oh, you always have, like, every guy you have on the roster don't play or something. But, bro, I don't think you want to get into a game where you need injury or something happen, you want to depend on Tebow.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody don't play, but you have a roster specific to your depth and everything like that. Okay, if he's tight end depth, whatever. He can't come in and compete for the starting job. Like,
and we know how particular teams is, bro, about, like, how heavy they want to go at certain positions on game day. So even if you on game day, you're not finna – I don't see them bringing four tight ends for game day, because that's taking away where you can have, like, an extra corner or something. And if you got him at the third tight end, like you said, one of your top two tight ends go in, he could –
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, like, they hold his leadership. Like, bro, how many guys you think gonna actually, like, nigga already been out the game for, like you said, 8-9 years. Like, who wanna just him come in? Like, this ain't college, bro. You rallying the troops. This ain't college, bro.
Take a child.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the Jags going 5-12.
Sounds about right.
5-12 to be fair, to be nice.
do you believe in that mantra, like, I'm just throwing rookies into the fire and letting them, like, figure it out, like, take the bumps and all that?
Yeah, I believe in that 100%.
I do, but to a certain extent, especially quarterback, bro, like, I feel like you can ruin a guy. Like, other positions, maybe you can bounce back. But I feel like quarterback, bro, you – like, for instance, like, maybe the Jets feel like they got a chance. Bro, I feel like they just have no chance. I feel like you slow play it. Like, you – to me, it's no benefit. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to do it, but starting Zach Wilson right off the bat, like – y'all not finna do anything anyway, bro. Might as well just let him get them reps in practice and bring him in towards the maybe midway point or the end of the season. But I do like what they do. The offensive line, like, hit, I mean, time, like, giving him some time because they drafted a running back, right?
Yeah, Michael Carter from UNC. They actually drafted two Michael Carter. One went to Duke, one went to North Carolina.
The other one was a corner, DB. Right?
Yeah, corner.
What you think about them boys?
I think Tevin said he got us going 15-2. I told that nigga he tripped. ain't that right, Tevin?
16-0.
You mean 17, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. But they say Jalen getting cut, ain't he?
Yeah, bro, like,
watch you cut him and he go to the Washington, just like everybody else do.
You know what, I think, like I said, I think he gonna, just money, I don't think they're gonna take that hit, because everything is about saving money. I think they'll, even though, I just don't see him, because I ultimately think at some point, even though they talking about Keanu Neal, at linebacker and stuff, I think he gonna somewhat transition back to safety. So they feel like they got a guy right there who at least he done played the safety position before. I don't agree with it, but I like Wilson. I like Donovan Wilson back there. But like I said, bro,
I think I got us going 10-7. Hopefully enough. That's enough to win the division. I think that's fair. 10-7.
Who's your who you think is your biggest like worry or threat in the division?
The Giants. Well, no, I'll take that back. I would say Washington because
I want to say both of them, bro. But it's like at both, like Daniel Jones.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say Daniel Jones, bro. Like his fault. Like even that's what my homeboy was saying. Like he a Giants fan. That's his like. Daniel Jones just can't hold on to the ball. He still don't believe in Jason Garrett.
Don't believe in his offense. Can you hear me?
Look,
can you hear me, Lou?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, and then another thing I was gonna say with Fitzpatrick, like anytime, bro.
Right.
That boy fold. And I think it's because once he's it's the pressure. And then like you said, once you're a backup, bro, you coming in to replace a nigga who been playing bad. So I mean at worst. I'll play bad. I mean, they're going to either keep me in or put him in.
Right.
But now you the nigga that – I don't know, bro. I just – and I feel like what they heard us on last year was running the ball, and I feel like they – I feel like – I don't know. I just feel like – I mean, of course, all the rookies ain't going to come in and have a impact. But I just feel like we're going to be better. I mean, you have to.
I would say I think Fitzpatrick is better than Daniel Jones, and I think in Washington that's all they needed was they got the receivers. They got Curtis and Terry McLaurin, and they got Dayami Brown from UNC. Like Fitz gonna be he gonna put fear in DBs. Like when you play Fitzpatrick, like he gonna make you be honest because that nigga gonna put it up there, and he gonna let his playmakers make plays, like Alex Smith, especially on one leg. That don't put no fear in your heart. Like you just gonna play straight up, and whatever happens, happens. And they beat. I mean, we seen the Thanksgiving game. Like I mean, they embarrassed our defense. They embarrassed our defense twice. Antonio Gibson was looking like LaDainian Tomlinson,
and that's. Gotta believe, like, Fitz, what's this nigga? This nigga turned in November, bro. This nigga turned 39, bro. 39.
He still be slinging that thing, though. But yeah, you feel like, all right, he gotta slow down eventually. But, nah, man, he put a little fear in you. And with the Giants, like, if Daniel Jones can not turn the ball over, they got the offensive pieces now. I mean, they basically find out if he trash or if he's viable. Because
everybody talk about like the Redskins defense. The Giants defense was solid too, bro. Like they wouldn't just have all the names like the Redskins defense up front and stuff, but they had a solid defense last year.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Daniel Jones can, like, if he can cut down on the turnovers, then I mean, they got fire all across. The board on offense, every single wide receiver, tight end, running back, they got firepower. Like multiple receivers, got four receivers, got a couple tight ends, got Saquon. Like if they could put it to like, that's why I fear them because it's not like they don't have a roster that's a horrible. Like if they do put it together, they could beat us for the division. They could.
Yeah,
they definitely could. But I'm giving us 10-7, and like I said, hopefully.
So what you giving the Eagles?
5-12.
The Eagles?
Yeah, 5-12. Oh, my bad. You want me to go? You want me to go 4-13?
Bro, it's just gonna be hard for me to.
They're gonna be doo-doo.
Like, I'm looking at Daniel Jones. Maybe they. I mean, I know they talking about niggas got Solder coming back and all that, bro. You can miss me with all that, but what's this? How many years that nigga been in the league?
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah, this is he only been in the league, what, 2 years?
Four. I thought it's been him and Haskins came out, right? Is this was that not his third year? Was that only his second?
No, nah, this is no, no this he is going third. Into yeah.
Yeah, going to support, yeah.
He's going into his third. Did he play his rookie? Because he played his rookie year, right?
Yeah. So it's only their third. Okay.
No. He sat
behind Eli a little bit.
Let me see. I think this is second year because last year was they had Joe Judge. That was his first full season. And then before that, that's when the coach got fired, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying this is third year in the league?
Yeah, I think I think he's going into his third year.
Mm. Okay, that kind of sound right.
But listen at this, bro. And that's this. So 2019, throw for 3,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. Uh-huh. Still went 3-9. And then last year, bro, in 14 games, you have 11 touchdowns in 14 games.
That's why I said this is it for him. Like, he better understand. If he play bad, it's over. Like, you're going somewhere to be a backup. Like, it's over with. You have too much offensive talent. You don't get the Sam Darnold thing where it's like, well, the team was horrible. They didn't have enough weapons. You're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. So, you better understand, bro. You're playing for a job. Better come out and ball. Better come out and ball. Trying to make sure we hit on everything. What else was I going to tell you? Young Tevin. Go Cowboys.
Oh, we think about them Lakers last night.
I'm happy we won, and you know what I'm saying. I think we finna take off. That was the jet fuel for the rocket. Lakers to the moon.
Shoot, I think Brian back.
You think he back?
Yeah, as far as back to himself, I think he came back at the second half.
I hope so because
he was the rest of the first half.
Yeah, him, AD, and Schroeder. That's why, I mean, we need Bron to be something because, I mean, if Schroeder and AD not going to pick it up on a consistent basis, we done. So, Bron going to have to do something. So, we ain't got nobody else. Kuzma not going to do nothing.
I think he the engine, though. Like, it seems like when he off the bench, they not playing like nothing. But when he come back, everybody energized and doing
stuff. Yeah.
Even Matthews. Man, Gary was talking about Draymond. Draymond had a solid game last night.
Yeah, he had a great defensive game. Great defensive game.
Yeah, what, 8 assists, 9 rebounds? He contributed 18 points of them, or them points they scored.
Yeah, he gonna always do that. He good playmaker, good vision, play great defense. I mean, that's what you can expect from him on a consistent basis.
He did what he was asked to do, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And for that, people like that,
just wasn't enough. Just wasn't enough.
Man, I hope they win this game.
Yeah, I was saying that I would rather see them in the playoffs than the Grizzlies. So hopefully they pull it out.
That to be still.
Yep.
He'll make you nervous.
He crazy, bro. That boy crazy.
That boy still. He made you nervous whenever he had a ball in hand. You can do everything to him.
Yeah.
Still come up. He had, what, 38 points?
Yeah, he went crazy. I think we hit on everything. Finna get this good old Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you hit on that cold yet, though.
Nah, we're gonna do cold next time because I mean this episode already what? This episode, 1 hour and 30 minutes already, even without cold. So we're gonna do cold next time. So be looking out, everybody looking out for the cold review of a classic album. Y'all already know what's up. We're gonna review that classic album and the rest of the playoffs and whatever
else. The first intro.
They knew it was a class. They already knew what was up. So we got Cole, my nigga Cole coming up. We're gonna do the review for that classic album, NFL news, NBA playoffs, LGTV. Y'all know what's up. Lou, Gary, Trey, and Tevin, Young Vontae. You know what I'm saying? We out of here, man. LGTV.TV. What's happening? We out, bro. Mm-hmm.